Dutchess County was projected to share $29.5 million this year, but the county executive intends to drive down the overall cost of government. That initiative powers Mark Molinaro's 2013 budget proposal, aimed at starting a multi-year transformation of Dutchess County government. Molinaro believes his budget proposal will impact local municipalities and encourage them to work together and with the county to find greater efficiencies, consolidate government, enhance service delivery, and reduce costs for taxpayers.
We came into this year knowing that Dutchess County government was going to have to overcome an approximate $40 million budget gap. That's substantial in a $400 million budget where 70% of your spending is driven by state and federal mandate. So what we've done over the course of the last year through initiatives that we put in place during 2012 is really to drive down that projected gap. Workforce reduction, cost reduction, savings, efficiency in the delivery of county service, and ultimately we're turning to our partners in county government and saying, listen, we all need to look at the total cost of government and try to drive down the total cost of government for our taxpayers. And the proposal that we put forward caps sales tax distribution at $25 million to our municipal partners. We've distributed about $29.5 million annually. And with that cap, Dutchess County wants to be a catalyst for changing the way in which local government functions.
Town of Fishkill Supervisor Robert LaCalla isn't thrilled with the idea of reduced sales tax revenue from the county.
Oh, obviously, all the towns and cities in the County of Dutchess will have to adjust. The county exec does have the purview to keep all the sales tax if he prefers. It does change the deal that was in place. I would hope that we could, as he is trying to do, preserve our revenue streams. We will have to adjust, absorb this impact next year. If we cannot reduce our costs any further, then obviously we'll have to look for other revenue streams here locally.
LaCalla says towns and cities had agreed on a formula for sharing, and now Molinaro wants to change it. Molinaro says he's simply asking for a short-term sacrifice.
For what we will be a long-term benefit for us in local government, and more importantly, the people we serve, our taxpayers. So the initial reaction certainly was one of concern from municipalities, but I've been hands-on selling, advocating, and really explaining this proposal because it's not about necessarily the county government holding on to the dollars for itself. We're using the resources that will hold on in sales tax revenue to preserve shared services, services that towns, villages, and cities rely on us for. They're all discretionary, but we want to preserve those so that they don't have to spend untold dollars getting assistance with GIS mapping or planning and engineering services, legal assistance, and so on.
Molinaro plans to offset some of the impact through the elimination of the shared election charges and by establishing a $1 million competitive grant program. Additionally, his plans include forming a sales tax distribution study group to evaluate a schedule for future distribution fairness and creating a health insurance consortium to consider a countywide program for county, town, city, village public employee health insurance.
I don't expect, nor have I asked, for an embracing of this proposal. I just have asked for the benefit of the doubt as we propose really a multi-year transformation of county government beginning with our 2013 budget proposal.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.